most interactive sports talk show in Houston continues now.
What's happening, Paul? What's up, Paul? Most interactive show, and really enjoy that aspect of it. Y'all keep it up.
Get involved in the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776. Here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Guys, some important breaking news on this day. A sad day in world history, but more on that in just a moment. Sean Mapes. Baker Mayfield has a new home. Baker Mayfield is going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ha!
Or Bucker Mayfield. I can't.
Ha!
I've been workshopping it. I don't know. I'm going to tweet one of them.
Is the way that Baker Mayfield's career has gone an L for Oklahoma Sooner fans who might be in town? Because I guess they get to claim Jalen Hurts, and they obviously get to claim Kyler Murray. But isn't Baker Mayfield more a reflection of OU than those two guys? I don't know. I don't know how it works. I think it's interesting that given OU's success as a football program, it's probably the fan base that I encounter the least here in Houston. And I don't know if that's because there's more OU fans that are up in North Texas or in Dallas, but that is a fan base I just don't run into that much. In my group of friends, which is largely A&M fans, UT fans, even a couple LSU fans, I only have one friend that I know likes OU. Maybe I'm wrong on that front, but it's strange. It seems like there would be a lot more fans of that program in town, and I would argue that it's probably at best like the fourth biggest fan base in the city of Houston as far as major college football programs, because I feel like there's a lot more LSU fans here.
Yeah, and there's probably more U of H fans here.
I don't know about from a football perspective. I don't know if we've quite gotten there. I still feel like the University of Houston Cougars fans generally have a higher profile team that they also root for. And they won't admit that when the Cougs are doing well in football. Say a couple of years ago when Tom Herman was running the show, the Ed Oliver era. But I maybe the Case Keenum era too, but I don't think from a football perspective they'll do that. Basketball, 100%, and they should. You should. It's interesting to note. I was looking up just the Cougs as we get closer and closer to the tournament. I'm wearing a Cougars shirt right now. It is interesting to note that the Cougars have been to the Final Four 6 times. They are in borderline blue blood territory when it comes to college basketball. And it's funny because the program was dealing with rats in the locker room literally like, what, 5 years ago? Was it even closer to now than that? But if you take a look at where the Cougs rank compared to other teams when it comes to college basketball royalty, UNC 21 Final Four appearances, UCLA 18, Duke and Kentucky 17, Kansas 16, Michigan State and Ohio State 10, Indiana and Louisville 8. I would say of all those programs that we listed, UNC, UCLA, Duke, Kentucky, Kansas, and Indiana would qualify as blue bloods. Michigan State, Ohio State, Louisville are borderline. And then you got tied at 6, Arkansas, Cincy, Michigan, Oklahoma State, that's a surprising one, Syracuse, Villanova, and the Cougs. No titles yet. Hopefully this is the year. Anyway, sometimes we stumble into a conversation that is not what we intended to get into when we started off this segment. And we will try to interpret some NFL tweets in a moment because Laramie Tunsil tweeted something yesterday and it was rather cryptic. But I was reading the Twitch chat, and this is a conversation I've had with one of my buddies, Kyle, a couple of times. He argues, as do many friends that are around my age, that Houston isn't an NFL city. It's a college football town. I don't think that's wrong. And maybe some of you guys will disagree, and maybe some, if I were to put this poll up on Twitter, a lot of my followers who I think are largely those who follow the Houston Texans, not people who are looking to me for UT content or Texas A&M content. I think most people don't think I'm the sharpest college football mind, and I'm not going to really argue with that. I'm trying to be better. It's been weird having worked at two NFL flagship radio stations for the majority of my radio career. You kind of get into a point where you're borderline pigeonholed. I am somebody who knows a lot about the NFL, but other sports I do wish I was a little bit better at. And it's funny, you work at those places, you talk so much NFL, and you talk so much about those hometown teams, maybe you lose sight of the forest because of the trees. Is that what the saying is? I don't know. I don't care. But you know what I'm trying to say here. I think Houston is a college football town. And I think it has to do with the Oilers leaving. I mean, what a weird place it must be. Say you're in one of those formative sports fan years. I would say from age 6 to 16, and your NFL team just leaves. And the couple of years that they were here before they left, it was like they didn't want to be here anymore. They were just a zombie, like slowly bleeding out on the street. So a question for you. You can answer this at 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. Is Houston an NFL town or is Houston a college football town? Because it is one of those weird places because of the Oilers leaving. Sean, how would you answer that question? Because I feel like you're more passionate about UT than you are about the Houston Texans.
Oh, yeah. I'm not passionate about the Houston Texans, like, in any way whatsoever. I would say it's more a college football town than a NFL town. But it's also tough because, like, the Texans have just, like, I feel like it just sapped the NFL hunger out of everyone in the city, especially the, you know, since 2020. So it's hard to say, and I'm sure the next time the Texans, like, win two AFC South championships in a row, it'll, like, the tide will turn a little bit
maybe
more. But I do feel like, on average, it is more of a college football town.
I think they have vampired the energy of most NFL fans away, and totally understandable, right? Totally understandable. The last couple of years have been frustrating. Hell, even some of the good Bill O'Brien years were frustrating. Really, I think the last time that this fan base was optimistic was 2011 and 2012. And I mean, shoot, that's a decade ago. And since then, you had a couple of Bill O'Brien years where you're like, well, at the very least, they're a watchable product.
Those 6 Deshaun Watson games as rookie year?
Right. And a year where they didn't do so
stuck.
Well.
Yeah.
They didn't do so
they
well
lost
after
half
he got
of
hurt.
Them because of Bill O'Brien.
Right. Things fell apart. And then you had the weird end of the season thing between Rick Smith and Bill O'Brien. They won 9 games in a row and people were like, eh, whatever. I mean, that's sort of where this city is. So appreciate the Twitch for bringing this up conversationally, but I would agree with them. This is a college football town, and the tricky thing is there are so many mouths to feed. From a sports talk radio perspective, like, if you talk about one, other people are going to get annoyed that you're not talking about them, and it's difficult. And this past year also, let's be honest, like, sucked for pretty much everyone because of the A&M blowing it the way that they did this past year. UT had some high moments of excitement, but then they would blow it by losing a game that you didn't think that they should. LSU wasn't good this past year, at least compared to expectations, though Brian Kelly does seem to be taking them in the right direction. You are in a spot where, even with all that said, there's still more passion about college football, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And I do think that maybe we need to get – it's going to be hard because he's dealing with some issues right now.
Yeah.
We need to get Clay Walker back in the studio.
Ooh.
To record It's College Football Time in Houston. And we're ready to play.
You know what? That's how he can uncancel himself.
Just throw in a college in there.
Right.
And then, you know, instead of talking about whatever Liberty Wyatt and Deep Steel – I don't know.
Or
I don't
driving
know any
people
of the
smooth,
lyrics.
Mother bleeper.
I don't know any of the lyrics of that song. Yeah, you throw it, you know – you have a verse for the A&M fans. You have a verse for the UH fans. Verse for the Texas
like
Tech,
it.
LSU. Yeah. And you just pander. It's the ultimate pander song is what I'm asking. That's how Clay Walker ingratiates himself back in the hearts and minds of Houstonians.
I'm with you there. It's college football time in Houston.
It's college football time in Houston.
Drive smooth, mother bleeper.
Yeah, exactly.
God, I love that quote. I can't believe he said that. Just
drive me smooth, mother bleeper.
Drive me smooth. You're right. Drive me smooth, mother bleeper. And then he comes back to like rail him for more. Text in from the 832. Imagine the Browns. Watson sucks this year, so they hire Bill O'Brien next year. That would be at least a 20-year setback. That's not. Well, no. Well, actually, that's not impossible.
That exact combination has set the Texans back like 5 years. And that's without the Deshaun Watson contract that he's going to be a $60 million cap hit 3 years from now.
I don't think that's impossible. Think about this. Stefanski and Watson, it did not work last year. And Stefanski's not a good coach.
We're really stepping on some prime July content, but
that
Stefanski
is
a coach coaching for his job.
100%. O'Brien in Cleveland is not totally insane. Because Watson liked O'Brien, too.
That's the thing that I feel like gets under... You know, it flies under the radar that everyone loved Watson and hated O'Brien, so they assume that that's what their relationship was. No, they loved or Watson loved O'Brien.
Do you think O'Brien wants to go down with the ship if the Patriots suck this year? No, he's good. I mean, the Patriots are probably not going to be good this year. I'll admit it. And do you think he wants to be a part of a sinking ship, or if there's a head coach opening, which he has been rumored in some of them, if the Browns are open? You think he wouldn't take that job? I think we're onto something here, Texter. I think that was a great take by you. That's possible.
Is it more likely that he wants to hang around to get the Patriots job if Bill Belichick steps down in the next, like, two or three years? Or if the Cleveland Browns open up, do you think he's just like, yeah, first flight out of any job,
first
really?
Flight out.
Okay.
First flight out, 100%.
And then he probably thinks, and then when Bill steps down, then I can circle back.
This is possible, guys. I'm telling you. That's Sean Mapes behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. It's the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Is Houston a college football town or an NFL town? We stumbled into this. Let's see where it goes. That's on the table. Plus, we try to interpret what the hell these NFL players are saying on Twitter. Paul Gallant Show, don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. I assumed you knew. Houston's most interactive and possibly radioactive sports talk show continues now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston. I just put up a poll at Gallant Says. Houston is an NFL town or a college football town? Dustin is Sources responds to me on Twitter saying, baseball town, pal! But that's not the point of the question. Obviously, right now, it is a baseball town. But if you got to pick between the two football options, does this city care more about the NFL or college football? That's all I want to know. Couple of texts in at 713-780-3776. LSU Brad texts in. LSU exceeded all expectations by a lot. They were projected to finish last in the SEC West. I was curious, though, if LSU fans have gotten to a point where your expectations are constantly sky high. Because I feel like from a talent year-by-year basis, you generally have as much as anybody in the entirety of the sport. You just are unfortunate enough to be in the same division of the SEC as Alabama. But a fair point. LSU Brad also obviously says it's a college town. Another texter says, Houston is neither. It is a fair weather type town. When the Texans were good, this was an actual football town. When the Cougs were good, this was a college football town. I would specify saying maybe more so a college basketball town. I don't know how many people really jumped in on the Cougs bandwagon back in, what was it, 2015, 16, when Tom Herman was running the show. Because let's be honest, Cougs fans, some of you guys were douches. You were very sensitive about a lot. How dare they not talk about us? Well, you're in the AAC.
I get it. You've been blocked from joining the Big 12 until next year. And then even then, Oklahoma, Texas, they're leaving. So is it really like a true entry into the Big 12? I suppose that's up for debate. But I think there's a ton of college football fans in this city, and I am curious to the answer to that question. Anyway, I'm also curious as to what these NFL players are tweeting. NFL players have really started getting cryptic online, and Twitter's a terrible place. There's no value to it. It's awful for discourse. It's awful for pretty much everything. They're making you pay money so that you can have two-step authentication. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to get hacked by a crypto in the near future. But most people don't care about Twitter. I think only 10% of people actually have a Twitter. Athletes tweet cryptic stuff a lot. And I hope that when they do it, they realize that they're messing with people in the media and fans when they put out something that has really like no substance to it. But I thought to myself, after what's been a very fun last 24 hours or so on Twitter, that I would try to interpret some of the ones that I've seen from NFL players. Get a little ambient Sean Mapes behind the glass. Maybe a...
This computer is taking so long to bring it up.
Of course. Do you want to sing the music?
Very shortly.
Do you want to sing? You could, you know, get a saxophone out and play some like detective noir music, or maybe it's something else that we could play. I don't know.
Hold on.
On the slow computer?
I have to type it in. It's not on the run.
That little bastard. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Laramie Tunsil.
It's coming soon. Don't worry.
He tweeted out this, like this emoji. Does that mean he signed an extension with the Houston Texans? No. It means that he picked UT to advance all the way to the Final Four and win the national championship in his March Madness bracket. Who's this? The X-Files? You know,
yeah.
I've never watched The X-Files.
Really?
I've never watched, and I love David Duchovny, but I've never watched The X-Files.
Neither have I.
Did you know that they cast Bryan Cranston as Walter White in Breaking Bad because of an appearance that he had as a likably unlikable person on an episode of The X-Files?
Wow.
That's why Vince Gilligan decided to make him the lead of Breaking Bad?
I didn't know that.
Okay, now you know
that. Good tidbit.
There you go. It's a good tidbit. DeAndre Hopkins tweeted a shrug emoji in response to Micah Parsons saying, "It's about that time." Eyeball emoji, eyeball emoji, eyeball emoji. So, D-Hop is flirting with the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know how badly he really wants to go, but that little Instagram Live video that he did with Dez Bryant, the fact that the Cowboys have cool unis, because DeAndre Hopkins, like me, a fashionista, a worldly man, someone who maybe would prefer to be in London or Paris playing soccer than he would be playing in the NFL. He's a big soccer fan. I think he understands that even if you don't like the Cowboys, they do have sick uniforms with their seafoam green pants. It's one of their colors. Did you know that the silver's green, Sean Mapes, behind the glass?
I did not know that.
I'm teaching you new things. Every single...
First Walter White, and now...
Seafoam green.
Cowboys pants.
Hell yeah, bro. Josh Jacobs tweeted out, bad word for poop. Sad, for real. Josh Jacobs, he's sad he's not getting a long-term extension. But guess what? No running backs are getting long-term extensions outside of what we saw from David Montgomery, which is like 3 years, $18 million.
I thought the bleep that was sad was Darren Waller getting traded.
It could have been that.
You know, Josh Jacobs, you really...
You're confusing us.
You have to say which bleep is really sad.
Right.
There's too much bleep in the world going on, and it's all sad.
Do you think the tweet was also about Jimmy Garoppolo being the future quarterback of the
Raiders?
Eyeball
emoji. If I were an NFL player tweeting about what you just said, I would just put eyeball emoji.
Mm.
That way I don't have to say what I actually feel.
Huh. AJ Brown tweeted something that he has since deleted, so I'm going to have to go to my phone to see if we still have this.
AJ Brown tweets a lot of stuff, by the way.
This was a stupid tweet by AJ Brown. I think we can all agree on this one. But AJ Brown tweeted, Fun fact, when I get sick, I eat high vibration foods such as fruit and drink a lot of water, and I don't take no medicine. Do you think AJ Brown has been vaccinated? Hashtag no. Hashtag canceled. You can't play in my league anymore. Marlon Humphrey tweeted this in a back and forth with Dan Orlovsky. I want to be able to shower and then have a full body blower dry me off. Boom. No towel. How has someone not created this yet? Dan Orlovsky responded, you're weirder than me, man. Marlon Humphrey, does anyone really like towels, though? Then Dan Orlovsky took it in the weirder direction.
Dan Orlovsky's response is insane.
How many times do you use a towel post-shower till you throw it in the laundry? I'm 30 times or so till it goes in. That is disgusting.
And he volunteered. He could have just asked the question and then not give his disgusting answer.
Dan just puts this stuff out there to get attention for himself. Look, I'm not a man of means. I don't have that much money.
You weren't a backup NFL quarterback?
No.
You're not on ESPN every day?
Guess how many bath towels I have that I rotate through?
Six?
Eight.
Wow.
Every 2 days, new one. They're not that expensive if you just keep them. Some people like act like after a while a towel has a shelf life. No, a towel is a towel. It's just a towel. Keep them all. That way you can rotate through all of them and they don't get all nasty and stuff.
Yeah, the 30 is so many times. He uses 12 towels a year.
That will smell awful.
After like 12, it smells awful.
After 4, it probably doesn't smell good. There's mildew. It's there.
It goes from like actually still smelling fresh from like the washer and dryer to like having no smell, which is still fine. And then it hits a tipping point where it starts smelling musty.
Yeah. Hey, if you get a hot shower, you're sweating. Like the soap and the soapy water it gets on you, you're still sweating. And I'm not trying to be a germ person here. I'm just saying you're still sweating. So, wait a second. You think it's all gone? You think it doesn't get on your towel? What happens when you, let's just say, floss with the towel? Do you want to keep using that towel? How many times when you use a towel 30 times have you flossed in different spots? Think about all of the stuff that is just like drying out on that thing as you use it 30 days in a row.
That is ridiculous.
What a psychopath.
This dude has a life. Like what is going on?
It's a great question. What is happening? What is going on? I'll tell you what's going on.
Mildew.
Dan Orlovsky is trying to make sure that no woman will be tempted to seduce him, which he has talked about before, which is also strange. Paul Galancho, ESPN, 97.5, 713-780-3776 to call, to text as well. Is Houston an NFL town or a college football town? The latest on the poll that we have online, I have actually not checked it. I am curious to know the results. And what NFL owner would be the coolest to hang out with? One NFL owner would be the worst to hang out with. The number one, as far as coolest to hang out with, made his presence known last night. You'll find out who it is next. It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. You're locked in with a Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul Gallant.
I'm shocked by the results of this poll. At Gallant says, at ESPN 97.5, at Sean A. Mapes behind the glass, Houston is a NFL town or a college football town. 78.4% say it is a NFL town. 21.6 say it is a college football town. That blows my mind, especially given the average Houston sports fan that I speak to who had the football team up and leave them and got the Houston Texans as their replacement pet, their stepdad or mom. I mean, I don't know what you want to call it, but clearly there's not a lot of love there. To clean up the text line, Houston is a college football town, says somebody from the 713. Too many transplants to make it a NFL town. Well, the lots of transplants would keep it an NFL town. I don't think that everybody goes to a college with a good college football program, but I do think that most people from the area, not just UT and A&M and LSU and Baylor and TCU and Texas Tech and Oklahoma, Alabama, Florida. There's a lot of Florida fans here. I think it's a massive, as far as just like the pie chart, college football petri dish. There's not one team that everyone focuses on. I'm shocked by this answer, though. I really am. Maybe it's the transplants, but you would think the transplants would like college football, too.
Yeah, I would think that the transplants work in the favor of it being a college football town because...
I would, too, like the texter said.
Yeah, because you would have, you know, like...
That one Ohio State texter that texts all the time angrily.
Yeah, yeah.
There's tons of Ohio State fans
here. How dare you not show respect to Ohio State?
My bad, I forgot.
God. And you also didn't call him a blue blood. I noticed that.
That's true.
Yeah. Do you know how many people move from Ohio to Houston every year?
Apparently, like 3 million a year per that one texter.
Surprised there's still people in Ohio.
I'm surprised that this isn't Ohio. Replace the Texas flag with the Ohio flag right now. We were talking about Dan Orlovsky using the same towel 30 times. Eric texted it. Couples share toothbrushes, Paul. That is disgusting. That is disgusting.
Oh, my God.
I get it. You make out other things, but sharing a toothbrush is disgusting.
So they – wait. Okay. So do they brush their teeth like the – let's just say – you know what? I'll say the wife brushes her teeth first and then spits, finishes, and then just hands it to her husband.
I have no idea.
Or a significant other. Maybe it's a
– unless you're dumping this thing in some sort – like it's not good. Like, someone is getting bacteria on the other person. I'd rather it be my own bacteria, but whatever. I'm not a germ freak like some people. Rolando has a thought at 713-780-3776 about the Houston Texans. It's about a guy who is going to be a free agent. Rolando, what you got?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I was going to ask you, Paul, should the Texans take a look at Darius Slay or just go to the route and possibly maybe – to draft Joey Porter Jr. I was going through a Darius Slay comment, and the great tryhard Emmanuel Acho, he commented, he put a meme of himself, not a meme, a gif of himself. So the question I want to lay on you is that weirdo behavior? Thank you. Have a great day.
Anything Emmanuel Acho does is weird. If we're being smart, the Texans should not sign Darius Slay. They're not a contender. You're going to have to give them a lot of money. Cornerbacks and skill, it falls pretty quickly. I think that's why Jalen Ramsey was only acquired by the Dolphins for a third-round pick. Good move by Miami, but he's going to want more money. You're going to have to pay Slay a lot after the year that he just had on a team that made it all the way to the Super Bowl, where he is arguably the best piece on that defense. You can make a case for the defensive line of the Eagles, too. Emmanuel Acho has spent like the last couple of days talking about, wait, who actually has the best corner tandem in the NFL? And then someone gets traded, and then he adds that team into the list, and then someone gets cut, and he removes that team from the list. No, just take a look at his Twitter timeline. That's what it's been like the last 2 days.
That's so funny. That's just like, no, wait.
No, wait, it's this. No, wait,
what a bad
that.
Time to have this conversation about what a team's roster looks like when all the moves happen.
He looks like me having a conversation with myself. Like he's having a conversation online with himself, though, which is, of course, the surest sign of a person's sanity. Speaking of sanity, many would argue that this NFL owner is insane. Jim Irsay, owner of the Indianapolis Colts, yesterday, I guess, was watching South Park with company. And he decided to take a video of this scene of South Park, which is an episode that features NFL owners trying to figure out what to do with Roger Goodell-bot. You'll hear the South Park version of Daniel Snyder speaking first.
all owners. You cannot let my people be belittled like this.
It's upon
them. Man, you don't want to be dealing with this stuff. Let the Goodell bot do it.
That's her side.
The stupid thing isn't working.
I will get it right.
Man, that thing hasn't worked right since we bought it.
The team is starting to lose hope. You have to use your influence to make these people change their name.
Did you tell them we're about honor and integrity? If the Goodell bot is broken, we must stay out of it more than even usual.
And so I'm alone? What if they ridicule the 49ers team next? Or make fun of Jerry Jones because his eyes are too far apart?
My eyes aren't too far apart. If we get them to change their look, will it make you happy?
I guess we can live with that.
Then it is decided. We will make them change their logo. Begin mass behind the scenes under the table enforcement of our wishes now.
Lots of layers to unlock here. Look, I don't know Jim Irsay, the person. I do think he's a bit quick on the trigger as far as an owner goes. But I don't think there's any denying that of all the owners in the NFL that would be fun to hang out with, Jim Irsay is number one. And I'm not a drug guy. This is not me talking about the garbage bag of drugs. I think that Jim Irsay is a man of some principle. I mean, he hates Daniel Snyder. He would not have posted this. 31 other owners would not have posted this. They would not have laughed aloud either at the Jerry Jones little clip right there. So of all the rich people as we play For the Love of Money by the OJs in the background, who would be the coolest people to hang out with after Jim Irsay? Number two, it is Jerry Jones. He's the ultimate schmoozer, right? He's going to get you good and drunk wherever you go. And that's all that matters at the end of the day. Just don't ask any questions about, you know, like alleged children. Just don't do it. Three, Green Bay Packers Incorporated. Because hanging out with a bunch of Wisconsin randos seems like a lot of fun. I hope they turn down the Midwestern charm and just give me a ton of brats.
I do think it's funny that number three on owners you'd most want to hang out with is a normal person.
Yes.
Normal people. Just everyday Americans.
There aren't many. I mean, I think a lot of people would have thought that I would put Bob Kraft up on the list. First off, canceled. Second, he seems like he's falling asleep whenever he's out and about. So,
He would be high. I mean, he'd be high on the list, but that's more about his competition.
Right. Number four, people are going to be surprised by this one, Cal McNair, because it's about the company you keep. It's about, listen, he was able to pull Hannah McNair. That is a wonderful couple, okay? Like, clearly he's doing something right. I don't think he's a try-hard. I think he is who he is. Plus, he can grill. Yeah. There are pictures.
And we could sit there and go H-Town all day.
He throws up the H. I'm actually not lying on this. I do think Cal McNair would actually be a fun hang.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not being... But no, seriously, Sean. I'm sarcastic a lot. I'm not being sarcastic. I actually think Cal would be cool.
No, I'm also being genuine when I say, like, he likes to play video games. Yeah. These other guys like to play video games.
Cal seems like a normal person.
He seems pretty normal.
Very normal.
It maybe isn't great for him being an owner, but...
Hey, yeah. whatever.
We're talking about hanging out.
We're talking about the people. Five, Shad Khan. Because I feel like he's just going to fly me to London because he hates Jacksonville.
He doesn't fly to London. He goes. He takes his super yacht.
Even better.
And it takes like a month to get there.
Even better.
Yeah.
Even better. I want to take the super yacht. Honorable mention, John Mara. Is Kate coming? Kate Mara. You know who Kate Mara is?
I know who she is. John Mara. John Mara seems like the worst. Yeah,
probably, but is Kate coming? That's all I want to know.
No. Assume no.
And well, if not, then no. Okay.
Is Shad Khan's kid coming?
Yeah. Well, hey, then that means I get to go to see a wrestling match, right? Like, for free.
Do you want to see wrestling?
Hey, I'd like the VIP treatment if I'm going to see it. Yeah. I want to go to see it in the front row.
It would be cool to hang out with the wrestlers.
Least cool owners to hang out with. Mark Davis was honorable mention, but now that he's fixed his hair, it's better. The problem with Mark Davis isn't Mark Davis the person. It's that I wouldn't be able to stop looking at his hair.
Mark Davis would be high. I think that's probably the biggest gap between you and me.
Mark Davis is high on your list of cool owners to hang out with?
Just hang out at P.F. Chang's.
Okay. Okay. This is all based off of Jim Irsay just putting a video up of South Park making fun of NFL owners. Five least cool owners to hang out with. Amy Adams Strunk. She 100% will not pay the entire bill if she's hanging with you. and she'll Venmo you several times. Like, hey, can you pay this? Hey, can you pay this? Maybe she'll beg some taxpayers to pay for it. Number four, David Tepper. Strikes me as someone who'll be overly demanding with the waiter. And he'll try to do it in a polite way, but when you're constantly talking to the server about things that you want, very small things, you're going to seem like an a-hole eventually. Three, Woody Johnson. He's going to ask you for your proof of vaccination and get disappointed when you don't have Johnson & Johnson, and then his goons are going to tie you down and make you get it. And then he'll give you a Johnson & Johnson Band-Aid on top of it afterwards.
I don't know. If Aaron Rodgers could escape a...
Do we know he escaped?
We don't
know that. That might be the last part of the contract for him signing with the Packers.
We'll see at 12 o'clock on Pat McAfee show.
Two, least cool owners to hang out with. Mike Brown, because he's going to leave before the check comes.
Yeah.
He is 100% going to leave. And he'll bitch about the price of cheese. Like that viral TikToker who was mad that her date wouldn't pay $3 extra for cheese. And number one, Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder is going to show you nudes of his significant other. Like, lock. He will do that.
I feel like if I hang out with Dan Snyder a few days later, I'd have to testify. Like,
probably would. Like,
they would need me to testify.
He's going to show you nudes of his significant other and expect you to pat him on the back. I feel like we could actually probably prove that. Anyway, most cool and least cool owners to hang out with in the NFL. There's your list. Paul Galancho, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call into Texan. OTR Sean says, still no openings in the Texans organization, Paul. I don't care. I just want to hang out with Cal and the company he keeps. Up next, we wrap things up with a little garbage time. The Cougars did something they have not done in over 29 years yesterday. What was it? You'll find out next.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show with Paul Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring Paul Gallant alongside special guest Paul Gallant. Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Cougs tip off the tournament tomorrow night, and it's that time. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5's fifth annual Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light, supported by Rudy's Barbecue. We're going to be giving away tons of prizes worth over $50 each, and it's all free! Prizes include gift cards to Frankie's Italian Kitchen, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Chuy's, the Burger Joint, concert tickets, and much more. Head to ESPN975.com to register now and join us as we broadcast live on Game Day's Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light, America's favorite light lager. Marcus Sasser still a game-time decision. Well, it was a game-time decision on Sunday. Haven't heard anything new about Marcus Sasser's groin as we get prepared for tomorrow night when the Cougs tip off the tournament. But Sasser is a first-team All-American. He is the first Cougar to be a first-team All-American since Hakeem Olajuwon in 1984. That's pretty cool. How about that? Does that mean that they're going to go all the way? It really does depend on his health, but it more so depends on the ability of the Cougs to hit free throws, to hit three-point shots, to consistently play well on offense. You know they're going to give energy on the defensive end of things, but that's not what wins you in the whole tournament. You got to hit shots. Can they hit shots for six games in a row? I honestly don't know. But the Cougs are borderline college basketball royalty, given the fact that they have made it to six Final Fours over their history. That ties them for seventh all-time with a couple of schools, Arkansas, Cincy, Michigan, Syracuse, Oklahoma State, Villanova. Indiana and Louisville have been to eight. Michigan and Ohio State have been to 10. Kansas, 16. Duke and Kentucky, 17. UCLA, 18. UNC, 21. Talking Final Four appearances here. Also, a shout-out to Texas Southern, who plays Farley Dickinson tonight. What kind of lame-ass name for a school is that? Farley? I don't even know how to pronounce it. Farley? Lorley? I don't know. I don't know what it means.
It's Farley.
Farley? It's F Sarleigh.
Yeah, that's pronounced Lee.
How do you know that?
Because there's people whose names are spelled like that.
Who?
People whose names...
Tell me one. Give me one, Sean. I've got you in a corner.
Just random people I know.
You know a lot of Farleys?
Yeah, or no, Ashley. And then it'll be spelled... The end will be spelled like that.
Those parents must have been extra.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If you're Ashley and it's Leigh, someone was trying too hard, okay? It's not your fault. You can't control what you were named, but come on, people. Can we just spell it normal? Ashleigh. Huh?
That's another good one. Yeah.
Can we just like do that. It normal? Okay. It's time for some garbage time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
People are bringing up Raleigh, North Carolina. Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, that one too. Not just random people I know.
Farleigh Dickinson. I refuse to say it the right way. Raleigh. You're saying it with a southern accent. I do declare that is Raleigh. That is not Raleigh. Like our famous Confederate general, Robert E. Lee. Hashtag never forget the attack on Fort Sumter. Prisoners at Britain's cushiest jail are having the time of their life, apparently. 18 female guards were fired for having affairs with inmates. First off, let's just start with, there's 18 female guards. I don't want to be sexist. These prisoners, by the way, are allowed to use laptops, cell phones. They have access to a health and well-being center. More than a dozen illicit relationships have taken place in the past 6 years at Her Majesty's Prison Berwyn, which is Britain's biggest prison. Jennifer Gavin, 27, Aisha Gunn, 27, Emily Watson, not Emma Watson, 26, have all been jailed within the last 3 years for having relationships with prisoners at the $250 million super prison.
You go to jail for having relations with prisoners?
That seems right.
That doesn't seem like that big of a...
That's a pretty big problem, dude.
No, I'm saying that doesn't seem like a good punishment.
Well, what's the... Oh,
hey,
yeah, because now
they're... Hey, where you're hooking up all the time?
But they're probably... I mean, it's not like they're going to be in co-ed prison. Like, this place is only co-ed because there's 18 female guards, and I looked online and saw some pictures. They're attractive. They are attractive women. These are attractive guards.
Also, the cushiest jail... yeah, sounds
clearly
cushy.
It's cushy. It's super cushy.
It sounds
cushy.
Like a dorm.
there's all sorts of stuff going here. There was Watson in particular spent so much time with inmate John McGee. Staff became suspicious and launched an investigation. She performed a sex act on him twice. They also had intercourse once. Wow. Also, as far as Gunn goes, Aisha Gunn, a search of her bedroom revealed snaps of the pair kissing and hugging with mobile phone pictures taken in his cell. She was jailed for 1 year. Wow. All right.
So do they literally just take off their, inmate uniform or their war?
I guess.
what's it called?
This legitimately sounds like something that we would see Johnny Sins in. Anyway, look.
You take your prison guard off and just walk onto the other side of the bars?
it is remarkable how some prisons are run. I read an article about prisons in Houston, and I was like, oh, wow. So it says, the inmates are running it. And I was like, wait, what? It's
Bob McNair was right.
Bob McNair was right. And on that note, we wrap up the Paul Gallant Show. Big thanks to Sean Mapes, our texters, our Twitchers, and tweeters for joining the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Coming up next, it's the Killer Bees. So long, farewell, have yourselves a wonderful Wednesday. Peace!
Home for sports is ESPN 97.5.